USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's heard from the president. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tells Martha McCallum in an exclusive interview on Fox News, President Trump has reached out by phone.
I know he's going to stand by me. He called me this afternoon and said he's standing by me.
Brett Kavanaugh sitting down with his wife Ashley saying he's never assaulted anyone.
I'm a good person. I've led a good life. I've tried to do a lot of good for a lot of people. I am not perfect. I know that. None of us is perfect. I'm not perfect, but I've never, never done anything like this. I know I'm telling the truth. I know my lifelong record, and I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process. I have faith in God, and I have faith in the fairness of the American people. America is about fairness and hearing from both sides. I didn't do this or anything resembling this. This is wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At CDW, we get that building teamwork takes more than trust falls.
I did a trust fall once. They dropped me.
Yowzers. To better connect your teams to the people, files, and applications they need, let CDW implement G Suite by Google Cloud so they can collaborate from anywhere on a single secure platform.
Sounds great.
By the way, I would never drop you.
Thank you, announcer man.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Google.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code USA. But do it now.
Continuing our coverage now of the Kavanaugh confirmation, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill, furious with how the Kavanaugh family being treated.
A good and honorable man and his family are receiving death threats. They're the subject of smears and are facing Senate Democrats who say he has no presumption of innocence because they don't agree with his judicial philosophy.
McConnell says regardless of what goes on Thursday, there will be a vote.
Judge Kavanaugh will be voted on here on the Senate floor, up or down. On the Senate floor, this fine nominee to the Supreme Court will receive a vote in this Senate in the near future.
And McConnell not happy with the left.
Democrats have signaled for months they'd put on whatever performance the far left special interests demanded and throw all the mud they could manufacture. Well, it's not like they didn't warn us, but even by the far left's standards, this shameful, shameful smear campaign has hit a new low.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Senators on the left want the Kavanaugh confirmation vote delayed, but Majority Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats up to their same old tricks. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein is calling on the Senate to hit pause on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination in the wake of the new allegation of sexual misconduct. Congressman Steve Scalise joined Fox Business, though, and said this is all just a delay tactic.
Well, their tactic's been delay and resist from the very beginning, and you know that they don't want anybody that Donald Trump brings forward to be on the Supreme Court. So it's not about Judge Kavanaugh in the broader sense. It's about stopping Donald Trump from being able to put anybody on the Supreme Court. But he was elected, and part of the reason Donald Trump was elected is because he promised that he would put constitutionalists on the Supreme Court, not liberal activists.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to news out of the UN General Assembly meeting in New York City, President Trump appears to be looking toward having a second summit with the leader of North Korea. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
President Trump saying while in New York City,
relationships are very good with North Korea.
The president also saying a second meeting with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, could be coming soon.
As you know, Kim Jong-un wrote a letter, a beautiful letter, asking for a second meeting, and we will be doing that.
Trump's first summit with Kim was in Singapore last June. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.